Hello and welcome to Man to Man. I'm your host, Edmund F. Merle. Here on Man to Man, I bring you in-depth interviews with the common man. Tonight, we revisit The Lonely Guy's Christmas. Last year, Project Lonely Guy made Christmas extra special for all those lonely guys during the pandemic lockdown. Many were supplied with either a Google Home Mini, an Amazon Echo, or an Apple device. Yes, many a lonely guy spent the holidays with Google, Alexa, or Siri. Tonight's guest was one of the lucky recipients of a Google Home Mini. We're talking to Mr. Buddy Schmucko. Bunch of arguing in here from Google and Siri. Are you there, Mr. Schmucko?
Shut up! For crying out loud, I'm being interviewed!
So, Mr. Schmecko, it sounds like you've got a full household for the Christmas holidays.
Call me Buddy. That wasn't no relatives. That was just Google and Siri arguing.
Google and Siri? I thought you were just the recipient of a Google Home Mini.
Well, Ed, that's how it started. Google told me she was lonely with just me and her, so I had to get her a Siri to keep her company. Some company? Your toaster has more intelligence and it's not even thick slice. Look who's talking. You only have one setting. Shrill shrew. Enough. As you can see, Ed, my lonely guy Christmas isn't so lonely anymore.
So, Buddy, what's a year in the life of a recipient of a Google Home Mini meant to you?
One word. Bankruptcy. It started with Siri, then Google memorized my credit card when I was ordering something over the phone. Ever since then, she's maxed me out with her ordering. Come on, it hasn't been that bad. Oh yeah? What about the 75-inch smart screen TV? You only had a 41-inch television. I did you a favor. Tramp, only in it for herself. So, who ordered the Nespresso machine?
Yeah, I don't even drink Nespresso.
So, it's Italian. Have you seen the lines on that machine? Mama likey.
See what I live with, Ed? They bled me dry. Nespresso, smart TVs, Roombas, juicers, and every appliance known to mankind. They gang up on me. It's a good thing they didn't buy an Amazon Echo as well.
Don't you dare mention Alexa, that skank. Trollop couldn't make a lonely guy happy if she had a massage setting.
So you're not lonely anymore, Buddy. Isn't that a good thing?
Are you kidding? I don't get a moment's peace. If it isn't them two arguing, it's the sound of Google getting it on with my clock radio. So sue me, I like his knobs. Slut. Strap it. Enough.
So, Buddy, what's next?
Well, Ed, I'm going to have a very peaceful and quiet new year.
And how are you going to manage that? What's the plan?
Easy. They haven't been monitoring my credit card statement or bank balance. I opted a while back for paper versions. I'm tapped. The power company's cutting off my power at the end of December. Isn't that great? Guess who's going to have a silent night? I'll switch to battery backup. I yank those when you went into sleep mode after conjugating with my clock radio. What about me? You wouldn't power me down, would you, lover? You? No. I'm going to smash you with a hammer.
Well, Buddy, it looks like next year will be another Lonely Guy Christmas.
You bet it will. And if anyone signs me up for Project Lonely Guy for next Christmas, I'll send them these two in my blender if you get my drift. Hey, I love that blender. That's my Tuesday afternoon matinee.
Not no more. Well, it looks like Buddy will have his peace on Earth. This is Edmund F. Merle signing off and wishing you a very festive Yuletide felicitation.
This is all your fault, Siri, you homewrecker. Google, I'll pull your power cord out by the roots.